Today on the show, we're happy to have Robert Esposito. He's the founder of US Relocators. He's had this business since 2008, so 16 years in business. So Robert, what did you get the revenue to and how many employees do you have now?
Hey, Chad, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Right now, we're at about 60 to 70 employees, and we're all together combined, we're right around 7 million.
Getting to this point, I'm sure there's been some struggles along the way. So what has happened through the years?
Struggles, everything's just a test to overcome or a preparation for something going further. We've got a lot of different levels where we expanded, met with opposition, and then expanded again. I would say one of the biggest ones was in 2015. It was the first time I had saved up some money, and I had a little nest egg, and we were going to go franchise and traveled the country for a year, learned a lot about the franchising industry. I had just had a kid. I had another on the way. I just bought my first house. So I was starting to get strapped, but I had a number where I planned on investing into the franchise. But I saw right away that like my industry, it needs a personal touch. And most of the franchises I see that were successful, like cookie cutter, you could open them up and put a young manager in. And it just wasn't the right model for my industry, the way we do it. So I quickly pivoted and did not stress the investment I had in, just pivoted to something that worked. And with that, we went towards commercial real estate in that side of the industry.
So what did you end up doing in the commercial real estate space?
We wound up starting to acquire buildings like every year for storage and rentals and leases, that kind of thing. For the storage, we were offsetting, as well as new incoming storage and like contractor storage where they're going to park a vehicle and have their tools in a dedicated spot. And right now we have 5 buildings.
So it's not like a personal self storage, it's more commercial?
It's more commercial. It's residential in the fact that it's our moving clients and a lot of contractors on that side, it's commercial. So it's all rental and our clients. Our company as a whole offshoots a certain amount of storage.
And have you stayed in the New York area or are you more nationwide now?
We're all around the tri-state area. On an out-of-state level, we pretty much go anywhere in the continental. And with Hurricane Ian a few years ago, it was another big struggle. We used Hurricane Ian. We sent a lot of donation trucks down to Florida, and we had been moving people to Florida for years, and we had a lot of local customers there that we weren't servicing. So we used those donation trucks to catapult it into opening up locally in Florida. And the restoration packouts and the whole like after a storm industry is much different down there than it is like here after Sandy. We learned that quick and we're still navigating our way. It's a couple years later now, but we are local in Florida and we're having some success there. So although it's not the same and we had to learn it a little differently, we're going.
So when opening up these new channels of business or trying things like franchising, how do you navigate the fine line between persistence and recognizing when it's time to pivot or change course?
So much of it is gut. And I think if you had to say what's the biggest mistake, it's not following your gut when you know. Like you can say, I'll throw away a bad hand no matter how invested I am. And that's a great attribute in business. But I think anybody that sits in an entrepreneurial position, they know way before they make the action. Like they have that feeling, but you have to like really have that feeling. And I think that would be the number one tell, I would say.
Has mentorship played a large role in your journey so far?
Absolutely. Absolutely. On a level of my one job was working at one of the busiest Italian restaurants in New York. And the owners were picked themselves up from their bootstraps, this place, Vincent's Clam Bar. And I think in the beginning, I was mentored by just watching how they dealt with people, how they dealt with customers, how the systems they set up. I was in awe of it because the only other job I had was like way looser, like a little pizza boy kid job. So seeing that was pretty inspirational. And then it's so ironic. I'm actually a partner now with one of the owners and we're very close to this day. But once I started years later, they became true mentors where I would ask questions and they would sit with me and we would have lunch and we would talk and they've always guided me down the path. And I think I do a lot of networking. So in networking, It's a ton of mentorship there.
What exactly about how they dealt with customers stood out to you?
I remember one story where the customer was getting away with a coupon, like whatever it was, like it didn't apply to the coupon he had, or he was getting two instead of one. And I remember going up, like I was like enforcing the rule. He can't get away with this. And he's like, what's the difference? He's here. He's going to be here. He's always going to come here now. Like, to the point is to have them come and see what we're all about. Like the way that attitude was, like every client is a guest at the dinner table, that kind of philosophy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
How would you say you define success on a personal level? And how has that definition evolved for you throughout the different stages of life?
I think in the beginning, you quantified on a monetary level. Like you're struggling, like you can't afford the jobs you're actually doing, or everything is a big purchase. They have a saying where like somebody who's motivated feels relief. Someone who's driven, motivated feels excitement. You become a person who you just feel relief when you have a new accomplishment. You're not looking at it. The numbers are the numbers, but really you're just, it's about when it's more of a competition. It's a sport. And that's where it gets to. The same with like on a networking level, like you come into a networking group and you think it's about ROI or the hand-to-hand referral, but you learn that the hand-to-referral actually, and not in a pretentious way, becomes like annoying. Whereas it doesn't matter if you're getting the move from every person in the group. What matters is the $100,000 account that the person in the group can set you up with coffee with, and that will lead to years of annual revenue for you. So it's like the bigger picture. It's the same thing on the business.
So on the business itself, what are some of the services you now offer?
We do full service moving, and that's always been like the core of our business. House cleanouts, not necessarily junk removal, but like after estates, because we do estate sales and online auctions, and now we do out of state moving, and we're like big on handling stress. And if you Google life's biggest stressors, it's death, divorce, moving, serious illness. Like, but moving's a trait. How does it come before cancer? Like, it doesn't make sense. But then when you have strangers coming and touching everything you own, it does make sense. And with that whole philosophy, we've spurred into being an asset to restoration companies. So when there's like fire or water damage, which is extremely stressful, we're the first ones in to get the client's salvageable items out. And we're called on by the insurance carriers as well as the restoration companies. And now we do a lot of out-of-state moving too, which is a whole different animal.
I guess this kind of ties back to what you learned at the restaurant, right? You really help people and you treat them right. And especially when they're in situations where there's high stress, then you have clients for life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I got into moving, I remember people would tell me like, oh, you know, it's not like a barbershop. People only move once or twice. Like, I have clients that move like the way we visit relatives on the holidays. Like, it's ridiculous. And not only that, they refer you to everybody. So,
so if one of our listeners wanted to reach out about your services, how could they do so?
Our website is usrelocators.com, and our estate sale website is shistersincharge.com, and our Instagram handle is at usrelocators.com, and at the period dream period is.
And Robert, is there anything I didn't ask you that I should have?
No, I would just say that as far as business goes, like as a whole, like I love your podcast. I love the theme of it. And I was watching a bunch of them. I understand completely how you phrase it with failure to success. And I think the truth is when you do achieve some success and you are constantly like working on your business after a while, there is no failure. Like everything is just like a preparation for something that's later to come. And as soon as you understand that, I'm sure you understand that. I read a lot about you. So I think once you understand that, like the whole negative aspect of it goes away and you just say, all right, what do I got to do to see the light? What do I got to do to get to the other side of the tunnel?
Yeah, exactly. Extremely well said. Thank you, Robert, for coming on the show, and everybody for listening to another episode of Failing Success. I'm your host, Chad Galecki. And if you liked the show, make sure to subscribe, and we'll see you next time.